Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? I'm glad that you are back here with me. As you can see, I am back home in the Queen City and glad to be so as I record this podcast. If this is your first time, welcome. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel or subscribe however you are listening to the podcast. If you're not on the YouTube channel, first of all, even if you're not, go ahead over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel, Courage Molina. Check us out over there. All kinds of great stuff is there, so you don't want to miss that. So listen, I know I was out of town. Excuse me. How was it? I clear my throat. I have my water ready. You think I don't do this before I start recording? I do. Excuse me, but it seems like it just waits again until I've hit the record button for me to need to clear my throat again. Like, are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. We gotta keep it moving though. We'll keep it moving. So you guys know I was in Florida. I came back. Being in Florida was great because I was at one of my closest friends' home and just, you know, me and my sisters, we were there, and it was a really good time. We were able to work, which is what I like to do, what we like to do, and then really just basically hang out after our work day, because everybody's working from home. Now, not everybody's an entrepreneur full-time, but everybody's working from home right now, so it was really nice. And so they wanted us to stay, like, an extra day. We couldn't stay, because our younger sister needed to come back. She had class and she has to physically be in class. And even though it's cool, like, we're glad she went and all that stuff, it's like, we really low-key are living a life where we could have stayed if we wanted to. We could have stayed an extra day. We could have extended our stay and not had an impact on our, not have an impact on our work life or our work schedule. And just thinking about how grateful we are for us to be there, and talked a bit about what it took to get there, because we've all been in this together since probably like 2008. We've been in this together, thinking about being entrepreneurs, trying one thing or another, and really feeling like, dang, bruh, we out here doing it for real. Like, we actually are not dependent on a location. And we remember sitting around talking, hoping, wishing, planning, and praying. We kind of talked about our journey a little bit. And one of the things that really stuck out as an important part of the journey was our faith. Not just our faith that the work would come or that the business would grow or that things would work out okay. Not just that, but our actual faith in God and how we've grown as women of faith, of ambassadors of Christ, how we have grown in that area and how that has really impacted our ability to do what we do. Even though everyone isn't in like ministry, like traditional ministry, right? So I know y'all know it's like, oh, that's Courage. She's a Bible teacher. She's an ordained minister. Of course, she studies her Bible like that because that's her industry. No, but one is an artist, like a fine arts luxury decor artist. Y'all know Olivia. She has the earring, the jewelry line, right, at OliviaHayward.com. She has a TV show. I mean, it's an online show, but it's still a TV show. Can I call it a TV show even though it's not on TV? Who watching TV on TV these days? Everybody's watching on a device. So it's basically a TV show that she's on. And she is a brand strategist. So she's not in ministry in that way, right? Not in the traditional way. Kia of QZ Design Gallery, she is a fine artist, like luxury art and decor. She's not in ministry that way either. That's just not, it's not there. That's not what they do. But what you can bet is that we all spend time studying and applying the word of God to our life. Our faith isn't something that's separate from what we do. It's not separate from who we are. And so that just got me to thinking about, you know, Bible and Bible study and faith and kind of how we got here, how you get to a place where you have the faith to quit your job, or how you get to the place where you have the resilience to bounce back, right? How do you make faith a part of your life? And for me, it was through actual Bible study. You ever met somebody or been somewhere or saw somebody's work and thought, dang, they are so good at what they do. I bet you they have all this knowledge, or I bet you they have like all these man hours in. That's what I think when I see people, and that is what inspires me. So even the shows that I watch on TV, like on Netflix, they are not like necessarily positive shows. Like I love Criminal Minds, not really positive. Okay, not really a positive show, but I love watching that show and Law and Order and things of that nature. And I'm gonna tell you why I'm inspired by those things, because these people, the characters there, are really good at what they do. And I think, dang, I want to be good at something like that. I don't necessarily want to be good at what they're good at, but I want to have the same level of mastery that they have in their craft and my own craft. Well, I went to, y'all know I go to Elevation Church. And so every single week when I first started going there, I would be like, dang, like this dude really knows the Bible. He knows the Bible. And I would think about how much time he must have spent in the Word, and how that time in the Word not only helped him to be a great preacher and pastor and all that, but how did it impact the rest of his life? How did he show up like as just a regular person? I thought to myself, he probably makes really good decisions. Which maybe you don't think that, but that's what I thought. I thought, dang, I bet you he's got, I bet you he makes some good decisions. And I bet you because of his time in the Word, that's what made him crazy enough to believe that he could start a church like this. He was only 26. I think back to when I was 26. I can tell you right now that I did not have the same level of clarity, ambition, or drive that Pastor Stephen Furtick must have had when he got ready to start this church. And I just kind of gave him all this credit, but I credit it all to, it must have stemmed from his time in the Bible. Like that's gotta be it. And one Sunday he did this sermon. He was talking about tithing, and yes, tithing as far as like your financial resources, but he also talked about giving your time and your gifting and your skills to the church. So like volunteering into different nonprofit organizations and things like that, right? And so he was saying that what you give to God, what you give back to God, right? He blesses, he multiplies all of these things. And so I was really depressed at the time. I was like trying to come out of the depression. I was desperate for change. And so I thought to myself, I started thinking to myself, what would it look like if I gave God 10% of my day, like in the Word, studying or reading the Bible? And so I calculated it. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes. I really couldn't commit to that. At that time, I was like, bro, that's a lot. Like, that's too much time. Ain't nobody got 2 hours and 24 minutes. I was like, no. I was still teaching in the classroom. I had my kids were young. Like, man, I can't do it, bro. I was like, I just can't do it, you know? But I couldn't shake it. I couldn't shake this idea that if I spent more time in the Word, if I gave God 10% of my time, how much more, like how could that improve like my decision-making skills? How would that change me, my mindset, me as a person? Like How could it help me in other areas of my life? What would that look like? You know, what would I be crazy enough to do? Because he was crazy enough to start a church. I'm like, what would I be crazy enough to do? And so I started. I started studying my Bible. I actually, let me not say that. That's not true. I didn't start studying my Bible. I started reading my Bible. And I didn't really know where to begin. So I was like, I'm just going to start from the beginning. Like Genesis 1:1. In the beginning. That's where I started. And I didn't start right out at 2 hours and 24 minutes. There was like, it took a little time to get to that. I started out maybe with 30 minutes. Then the time grew and grew. But I started out by just reading it and then thinking about what I read all day long. And then just thinking about those scriptures from every angle that you can imagine. Who did what, why they did it, what they must have thought, why they thought it, how they must have felt, how God responded, what God didn't do that I thought he might have done based on what I believe to be true about him. I looked at it from every angle. I put myself as like the person, like as every character that I read about. I didn't just allow for myself to be the hero of the story. I thought about myself as the hero, as the villain, as the person who was hurt, as the person who was doing the hurting. And I used that as like to create this filter or sifter to sift through my own life and my own habits and my own attitudes and my own behaviors. And there were a lot of things that needed to change in my life. Just like based on what I was learning in the word, not based on what anybody else was telling me, just based on how things worked in the word and what kind of life I wanted to live. And I didn't want to live a life. I didn't want to live the life I was living, which is why I was, you know, suicidal for a while. But I wanted to live a life where I was happy about my life and excited to get up and go into a job that I loved and really crafting and creating a life that, like my friend Stephanie Jeffrey says, I wanted to create a life for myself that I didn't need a vacation from. Now that's what she says all the time. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. What would it look like if I created a life that I didn't need a vacation from? That meant changing how I interacted with people, changing my mindset and changing the things that I said and how I felt and just all of that. And so I was just devouring the Bible. I was reading it, studying it. Any lesson I got from it, anything I took from it, I was sharing it with anybody who would listen, right? I didn't at the time really know anybody who was reading it as much as I was reading it, right? Like I was reading it a lot. And so that was kind of all I wanted to talk. I want to talk about this. Girl, did you know? Did you realize? And I would just like take it and pull it apart and share any little thing that I learned with anybody would listen. I just would share it as much as I could. And so that really helped it to get down in me. This is what I didn't know at the time, right? Or I didn't think about. It wasn't like a plan. I didn't have a strategy for this. It was just to give this time to God, to read the word, to get to know him better, and to then apply that word to my life, like my actual day-to-day life. What would it look like if I applied these things that I'm learning in the Bible, these revelations, to my actual life, right? But what I didn't realize or I didn't really think about at the time is that you retain so much more of what you write, what you talk about, and what you teach, right? And so I was on that learning cycle just like organically without it being a strategy. It's just how my mind works, I guess. You know, I don't know. I thank God for it, but that's just how my mind works. If I read it, you guys can't see this. I got papers all over my room. And I don't mean like junky. I mean like I'm sitting here working right now. But the reason I have these papers is because when I learn something, when I hear it, when I read it, when I watch it, I write it down and I write it down so that I can read it again. And then I take that information and I share it with, I don't like sit down and have a think session, but immediately once I have processed the information, I immediately think of somebody who would benefit from this lesson that I learned. Like, who else do I know that this could be a help for? And so then I'm going to call them or I'm going to text them. Once I started to create a brand for myself, and I actually started out with a blog first. I don't know if you guys know that. That's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother day. Okay. But I started out with a blog first, but Olivia Hayward, my brand strategist, kept telling me that I needed to do video. I need to do video. I need to do video. And so I didn't want to do video, but I started getting on every day sharing like something I learned from the word every single day. You know, I would get up, I would read my Bible, and then I would think about it. I would take these notes, I would get in the shower, and I would just like mull it over in my head. How am I going to use this? Why am I going to use this? Where am I going to use it? And then once I got where I was going to use it, I would go live and be like, hey, what's up? It's your girl, Courage Molina, coming to you live with the DOC dose of courage. And I did that on Facebook Live like almost every day. But that sharing, it was great for other people, but it did something for me. It allowed me to really retain the knowledge that I was acquiring and like own it and use it and keep it. So like acquiring this knowledge and making like, it led to me being wiser, making wiser decisions. It led to me being bolder. Like it changed my attitude. It saved my life, really. And so I want to share a little bit, you know, about this because, listen, I started out, let me just back up real quick. I started with just reading, right? That's what I was just reading, reading, reading. But reading ain't studying. I was like just reading through all of it. Then I started really studying it. And by studying, I mean like taking notes and going back through. And then I had a study Bible. And let's say I read Genesis chapters 1-5, right? Which, if you're reading for 2 hours and 24 minutes, you can certainly read more than that. But let's just say for an example, let's say I read through chapter 5, right? After I read through chapter 5, I would go back and read all of the notes, every little note that was in the study Bible, all the things in the margin, if it gave me a cross reference to another place in the Bible, then I would go to that place in the Bible and then I would read that. And then I would read the notes for that thing. I was still going to church every Sunday. So in addition to reading my Bible and like studying it that way, I would also from the beginning, right? Cause I told y'all I started just from Genesis and I just kind of read that way. But I would also then on Sundays when I went to church and we would have a sermon, it would be great. And I would take notes during the sermon. And then he would give all these, like, you know, if you go to church, you know, they give you these Bible references, these scriptures that they're referencing during the sermon. Well, I would write those down. And then during the week, if he referenced Matthew chapter 6, verse 23, then I would read all of Matthew's chapter 6. Then I changed it up to reading all of the book of Matthew's for that week, which I could do because I was reading and studying for 2 hours and 24 minutes at that time. And the church has these church notes. I became an e-group leader over this time. I became an e-group leader. And you would get these sermon notes for you to use if you were going to have sermon discussion. And a lot of times my group wasn't sermon discussion, but I still had access to those notes. So then I would listen to the sermon again during the week and I would take notes. Then I would read the sermon notes. And then in the sermon notes, there would be questions. And then I would answer those questions. You know, I had this very structured, scheduled and intentional time to study my Bible. I started writing out questions, like just questions that I had based on the revelation. And nobody was even going to answer them, right? Like I wasn't using that with my e-group. I was using whatever book study we were doing with the e-group. So this was just for my own, you know, personal growth, you know? Listen, let me tell you what I found out. Let me tell you what I learned. I have my notes right here. Let me tell you what I found through my time in Bible study. I learned that Bible study is expected. It's that God expects for you to study your Bible. No matter what your job is, no matter what business you're in, even if you are a full-time stay-at-home wife or stay-at-home mom, that's your job. Okay, great. Still expected to study the Bible. And we're expected, according to the Word of God, we're expected to study the Bible so that we can show ourselves approved, so that we will be able to tell when somebody is telling us something that ain't supported by the Word. Right? So like basically fact-checking. And low-key, I was fact-checking Pastor Stephen Furtick. Not so low-key, high-key. Because I ain't know him. I still don't know him, right? Like, that's my pastor. I love him as a pastor, right? As a man of God. But I don't know him, and I don't know what his journey is. And so, let me tell you something. If he say something, if he is, you know, preaching, I'm taking these notes, and I'm looking at these Bible references, I'm going back to read the Bible. If he says, oh, well, this happened over there, I'm going to Google to find out where over there is in the Bible, because it's not a part of his sermon necessarily, right? But I want to read the background information that he used, because it wasn't in the scripture that he referenced. So I want to make sure, you know, that's how I am, though. That's I want to fact check. I'm fine. I just want to read it. Can you show me? I can Google it. I can look it up for myself. I'm just not taking somebody's word for something when it comes to how I'm going to live my life. Not just one individual. I'm going to do some studying, especially if I don't know them well. And in the beginning, I didn't know him. I was new to the church. So, you know, I didn't really know him like that. Fact checking him. I also learned in my time in the Word that action is required. That it's not enough for you to acquire this knowledge. It's not enough for you to read the Bible and to be able to quote it and to like know, like Bible trivia is really what it is if you aren't using it. I don't know. I know you don't like to hear that, but that's what it is. If you're reading and studying and you're not using it, it's literally just Bible trivia. If it's not changing you, action is required. That's what I learned when I started studying it. That one, studying it the way I was studying it while still being a classroom teacher was expected. That was an expectation that God had for me. Not the church, not my pastor, not church group, not church folks, like not none of that. The actual word says that I'm supposed to be studying it. Talks about meditating on it day and night so that you can be successful. Well, meditating on it, you got to get in it to meditate and you have to understand it in order to apply it. And the word of God talks about us not being hearers, that you fool yourselves if you are just a hearer, that we are expected to be hearers and doers of the word. That means that when I read something, when I learn something, as I acquire it, I'm supposed to take action. So I learned that action is required. And if you read and study it as expected and you take the action that is required, you know what I found out? That change is inevitable. Listen, Linda, listen to me, okay? You will not remain the same if you study the Bible, apply the wisdom to your life. You won't remain the same. You will be changed. Change is inevitable, and growth produces the fruit. It's the growing, right? It's not just like the checking off of time in the word. Because I know you're thinking, like, you know people who go to church every Sunday. You probably know people in church 7 days a week. Cool, wonderful. That could quote the Bible to you frontwards and backwards. But you don't see that they've changed, or you don't feel like you've changed. The question is, are you applying what you've learned to your life? Are you applying what you learned, or are you just applying it like to your mindset? Like, oh, I know this is, I'm adjusting my values. Values are not what you believe. Values are what you live. I know that it seems that right now we are all people. Let me not say all people. Okay, let me back up. Not everybody. But I know that you've experienced people who say that their values are one thing, but their life, the way they move, the way they behave, the way they speak, don't line up with the values they say that they have. People will say things like all lives matter. Yep, I'm gonna go there. People will say things like all lives matter and not be upset when Black lives are snuffed out, right? So my values, what I say I believe in, don't support my behavior, my movement, how I move, what I say, how I respond, right? How I interact with people. It doesn't do that, right? Absolutely does not do that. And so it's not enough. It's just not enough for us to have beliefs, have things that we say we believe in, studying this Bible, getting it, and we not living it. Your values are more than what you say. You can't say that you value marriage, right? And then you behave a different way, right? We can't say that we value our faith, and then we keep it separate from the rest of our lives. We don't apply it in the way that we do business. So you're a Christian and you believe in God and you have these great values, but you don't use those same values when it comes to how you deal with your vendors. You don't use those same values when it comes to how you deal with your employees or your team or your clients or your customers. You don't use those same values when you deal with the people that are serving you, right? We have these beliefs and we believe it. We have these values, but our lives, you change, right? When I spend time in the Word and I respond and I apply that wisdom to my life, it changes me. Not prematurely, not based on somebody else's set of rules, but based on what I've learned and based on what God has revealed to me in His Word in the season that I'm in, those are the things that I'm responsible for applying, right? And so that makes change inevitable. And that growth that you experience from applying the wisdom of God's Word to your life, it produces fruit. It's what makes you successful. It's what makes you rich. The Word of God says, God makes me rich and adds no sorrow to it. It's that the applying of this wisdom, the ability to trust God and follow His instruction and His guidance and be obedient to the Word and be obedient to the instruction and be obedient to the prompting of the Spirit that is in you, right? It's in those things that changes you, that pushes you to grow, and that produces fruit. And so for me, it changed my attitude. As bold as I was before, it has made me bolder in things that matter. I'm bolder in who I am and in my faith and what I believe and what I stand for and what I stand against. I'm bolder in those things. I saw that my marriage was restored. I was happier in my marriage. I was happier as a person. I saw that my purpose was fulfilled. It gave me what I needed, the confidence and the courage and the instruction and the guidance and the connection and the relationships that I needed to step out and on faith and quit my job and launch the business. It gave me the confidence and the courage that I needed to pivot, right? Because the blog, let me tell you about this blog. The blog that I started out with, right? So I started out with the blog. It was a blog about, really it's supposed to be like a lifestyle blog. But in my mind, I thought, oh, well, I'm going to write about, I'm going to get out of debt and I'm going to write about that journey, or I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to blog about that journey. Well, when I wasn't losing weight and I wasn't getting out of debt, I didn't have anything to write about. But I was still studying my Bible. And I started wanting to share things that I read, but I was so scared. I was like, oh no, I don't want to be that girl. I don't want to be the girl who's talking about church stuff all the time. Bible stuff, talking about the Lord. I don't want to be one of those people. I kind of like my internal emotional stuff. Like I just was like, it was like an eye roll, right? Like, oh Lord, don't nobody want to do that, right? That's kind of the attitude I had. But the more time I spent in the Word, the bolder I became in who I am and what God called me to do. The bolder I became and being able to recognize my talents. And I stopped worrying about what other people were going to think about the fact that this was the path that the Lord was taking me on. It didn't happen overnight. It took time, but that's where it led me. And so my time studying the Word led me to a place where I was able to say yes to the call of my life. I was able to say yes to the area that I was called to dominate in. And I was able to say yes to full-time entrepreneurship and bounce back from every setback, fallback, push through. There have been seasons as a full-time entrepreneur where I did not know where money was going to come from, where my husband was looking at me like, what are we doing? But my faith is the thing that sustained me. And I'm not talking about believing and not working. I worked my behind off, still do. Work like you would not believe. Put in the work. But the more I grew in my Word, the more time I spent in my Bible, it's not a past tense thing, it's an ongoing thing. The more time I spend in my Word, the more I've been able to get work-life balance. I'm no longer working, 16, 18-hour days as a full-time entrepreneur, which is what I did when I first started. Still didn't make more money than I'm making now, for the record. Still didn't get more clients than I have now. Like that, it still did not give me the outcome that I desired, because I was just working like I had to earn every blessing. and I don't. Now I have to do the work I've been called to do, do it at a standard of excellence, and everything I do in word or in deed, do so as unto the Lord. Everything I do at that level, delivering for an audience of one, realizing that God is watching and God is the one who will bless the work of my hands. God is the one that's going to bring me, you know, the increase, that's going to increase my territory, that's going to connect me with people that I couldn't get connected with, right? And it's not going to be because I worked so hard. It's going to be because, yes, I did the work, but it's also going to be because of the woman I'm becoming in my trust and dependence on him and the fact that I am obedient to the instruction that he gives me, right? And so I can honestly say that my time in the Word, like studying the Bible for me as an entrepreneur, that is the foundation. You want a business that's going to stand through a pandemic, through a recession. You want a business that is going to continue to increase when other people are shutting their doors. For me, it is, the foundation is in studying your Bible. That's why I'm talking about it on this podcast. That's why I'm talking about it, not just because I'm a minister, not just because of those things. As a coach, as a courage coach who was here to say, hey, I'm here to help boost you, help you to level up, to teach you how to show up more boldly and to take courageous action daily, or at least consistently, so that you can level up in your business, in your faith, and in your life, so that you can increase your impact and your income. Yes, that's what I do. That is my vocation. That's how I earn income. But I would be remiss. I would not be giving you the best of my knowledge and my wisdom if I didn't tell you that that type of boldness, that type of confidence, that type of consistent, courageous action starts from your time in the Word, from getting to know God better and applying that Word to every area of your life. I wouldn't be able to do the work that I do. Like, I just feel like that's the secret sauce that so many women entrepreneurs, so many purpose-driven women are missing. We all want to learn more about branding, marketing, sales, getting the website, writing emails that convert. We want to build our confidence. We want to, you know, be bold. We want to be able to show up. Maybe we want to learn how to start a podcast. We want to learn how to create a platform for our business. We want to learn all these things. Get out of debt so that we can invest in real estate. All of this stuff we want to learn how to do. And we will invest in those things and sign up for those things. But baby, let me tell you something. None of those things amount to a hill of beans if you don't know who God is. Okay? And if you are not applying that wisdom that is found in the Word to your life, you're not going to get to this promised land without him. You're not going to get to this great life, this life of abundance and peace and joy outside of a relationship with God. It's not happening. It's just not. And I know that people live good lives. I know that people are rich. But what I'm telling you is that their lives, I don't care how much money they have, I don't care how great their marriage is, I don't care what you say, don't message me with no crap. I don't care. I'm telling you right now that their lives would be improved if there is a life out there right now, as great as it is, but they do not have a personal relationship with God. They're not spending time in the Word and applying that Word to their life. I can tell you right now, there's room for improvement in their life, period. It will take them to a level that they could not have even imagined. So if Melinda Gates is listening, right? Y'all know who she is, Bill Gates' wife. I don't care how much money she got. I don't care about how much influence and power. I'm telling you right now that if she spent time in the Word, if she's not doing it, I don't know her. If she's not doing it, she started to have a personal relationship with God through the study and application of his Word, as great as her life is right now, it would be greatly improved. The Word of God says, above all you could ask or think, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man what God is going to do, will do, and is doing in the lives of those who love him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm not saying your business not popping without this piece. I'm not saying your life isn't good without this piece. What I am saying is think about how great it is and imagine that it would be 100 times better, 1,000 times better, right? Greater than you can imagine or think if you added this element of getting to know God through the study and application of his word. That's the foundation for me. That is the foundation of who I am. I tell people all the time, I don't have any wisdom for you outside of the revelations and the insight and the discernment that is given to me through the Spirit of God, that I'm more aware of because of the time that I spend getting to know God with God through the study and application of his word. Like, that's facts. Just absolutely, just straight facts, okay? And so I actually want to invite you to join the Courage Circle, okay? I kind of wasn't going to invite you at the end of this. Like, my notes don't really say that. But I want to invite you to join the Courage Circle. And the reason my notes don't say it is because it doesn't start up again until January. And so the cart as I record this, the cart as I record this podcast is actually not open. But now that I'm saying this on the podcast, now that I feel led to say it on the podcast, I'm going to go ahead and open it up. The program still won't start till January. It'll be the first Monday after, the new year. I'm looking at my calendar right now, which I know you're thinking, well, you should have been here that, but I wasn't going to share this part. So now I got to get it. So January 4th is when the program will actually start, right? It'll actually start on January 4th. That's when the modules will be available. That's when all the good stuff will start happening. But I'm going to open up the cart before this goes live, so that if you are interested in signing up, you can. And if you're not sure if you're ready to invest at that level, but you want to get on a call with me, my calendar for that is always open. I take those. I'm always open for a discovery call. And so I'll list, I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can get on the calendar if you'd like to get on a call. Because the Courage Circle is a biblical studies program for women who want to build a closer relationship with God through the study and application of his word. Right? And it seems like that may not be the thing that you're interested in. You're listening to this podcast because you want to know more about confidence and time management and, you know, building relationships with women so you can partner and collaborate and that kind of stuff. And that's great and that's wonderful. But the foundation of the greatest, I am who I am today and where I am today and connected to the women I'm connected to today because of my time in the Word, because it changed who I was as a person. And that is who you are shows up everywhere, shows up in your marriage, and it shows up in your business. You don't show up in your business as a different person. You want to be able to attract the right clients. You want to be able to attract more opportunities. That's based on who you are as a human being, and who you are is who you're becoming. I am becoming my best self, and that starts with time and the word. There's no way around it. You can go to the website, couragemolina.com, and click go there to get on a discovery call. Go there to enroll early. I'm only going to take 50 people, and I'm not really advertising it. This is the only place you're going to hear it, right here on the podcast. You won't see this on my social media. You're not going to see this anywhere until about November, December, okay? Because I don't plan on really advertising it or marketing for the Courage Circle until closer to the time for it to open up. But this is the topic we needed to discuss today on the podcast. This is where your homework's coming from. So I thought, well, you know what? I didn't even think it. It just came right now. But I'll just share this with you. That's it for today. Now listen, y'all know that ain't really it, that I have an assignment for you, right? I have an assignment for you. First things first is I want you to decide what you're going to study in the Bible over the next 30 days. I actually don't care what you study, where you start, right? But I want you to make a decision about what you're going to study for the next 30 days. So you can do the sermon idea. You can buy a Bible study. Oh, you know what? That's what I should have been sharing instead of the Courage Circle. I actually have a new Bible study and journal guide. It's a downloadable. It's only $10. It's called Daily Dose of Courage, Perseverance. It is 31 days. It's 31 scriptures, so it'll take you 31 days. And it's so that you can use the SOAP method. So it's a Bible study journal. It's not a Bible study, just so we're clear. It's not a Bible study. It's a Bible study journal. So every day it'll say like day one, and then it gives you a scripture reference, and then the journal space gives you space for you to do the SOAP method. So you'll have to write the scripture out. O, the things that you observe in the scripture, what you learn about God, the principles that you can apply to your life. A, application, the plan, how you plan to act on what you've learned. And then P, for prayer, an opportunity for you to thank God for the revelation and to ask him to help you do whatever this thing is you need to do, right? 31 days, scriptures to help with perseverance, overcoming, bouncing back, sticking with it, being resilient, right? 31 days of that. And I'll put a link in the show notes for that also, that downloadable. I don't want to say how much it is, because whenever you listen to this, the price might be different. But it's a downloadable, so you can buy it and download it, print it out, boom, get it. You can start it today. But that's your assignment. That's the first part of your assignment. Assignment number one. Choose what you are going to study in the Word for the next 30 days, okay? You can choose anything you want. You want to study it and apply it. Choose anything you want. That's the first part of the assignment. The second part is to share in the Dose of Courage community what you've decided to study, right? So, you know, you'll see a link. You'll see the post for this episode. And it'll say what, you know, here's an opportunity for you to share about your homework, right? And so the second thing that you'll do is post in the group, Dose of Courage Community, what you plan to study for the next 30 days. What are you going to study in the next 30 days? And third, but certainly not least, always going to be your third part of your assignment, is to share this. If you're listening to this podcast, you're watching this on YouTube, and it has blessed you, resonated with you, encouraged you, then I want you to share it with someone. Share the link, send it to them. If you're on social media, I want you to screenshot this picture. Wait, give me a second. There you go. Okay. Screenshot, right? You should have been screenshotting that smile back there. Do a screenshot. And then share it on your IG stories. Tag me at Courage Molina. And then I'll share it also so that people can see where you're being fed and how you're being blessed and poured into, right? If this is good to you, it'll be good to somebody else. That's really it for real. I hope, you know, my hopes in doing this podcast every single week is that you would show up as your most bold self and take courageous action consistently so that you can level up in your life, in your business, and in your faith, so you can increase your impact and income, right? I get that this is business, right? You want to increase your impact and income, but that's going to be an extension of who you are. And that is, if it's rooted in the Word of God, baby, bold and courageous you will be. All right, I love y'all. Until next time, you guys be strong and very courageous. Later.